Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Ray Lucia Program. Glad to have you on board. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you'd like to jump in. 844-729-7469. Emails at RayLucia.com. Got some dandies in. Got one on the military benefits. I don't know if I've talked about this in the past, but if you happen to be in the military, you got a new pension plan and 401k. Michael asked me about that. I'll get to that in a little bit. Also, what do you do if your retirement savings fall short? And protecting yourself from financial shocks. Roth versus traditional keeps coming up. I can understand why with the new tax bill. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that. But I start today with the bull market turning 9 years of age. It's been 9 years. You believe that? I mean, if you think about it, we had a 57% peak to trough decline. And a lot of people got blistered and jumped out of the market. But man alive, if you did that, you left nearly 400% on the table. I mean, it's just so frightening for those individuals that were pretty close to retirement and got scared out of the market and left their money in money funds earning 0.0. And the market's come back about 400% since then. One of the great bull runs of all time. And now, of course, the question is the obvious one. Can the market keep going up? Of course, no one knows the answer to that. But you know me, I'm doing a little bit of homework for you. So here are some of the relevant indicators of where things sit right now. Okay, so that's the deal. We're just going to try to do our very, very best here to outline what's going on. All right, so Charles Schwab, the chief investment strategist over at Charlie, Lizanne Saunders, has looked at the Index of Leading Economic Indicators. And it has, in fact, returned to record highs. And she says after it climbs above the prior cycle's peak, a recession has been, on average, years off. So the LEI is now just 11 months in record territory. So when she says years off, the question is, how many? How many years off is it destined to be? One? If that's the case, you got a couple months left. We don't know is the real answer. But things, economically speaking, certainly look good, even though we've had some tremendous head fakes with interest rates going up and market volatility. But in reality, market volatility has returned. We've just been lulled to sleep because we hadn't seen anything for, you know, quite a long time in terms of volatility. Allow me to go on. The long expansion and recent acceleration has finally closed the so-called output gap. That's the difference between real gross domestic product and its theoretical potential level, which is roughly the limit for how much an economy can produce without triggering inflation. Once again, the economy tends to stay above potential for a while after it first starts running above the level. How long is a while? No one knows. Should we be concerned about inflation? Well, yeah, I guess so. Not nearly as concerned as the Federal Reserve needs to be. And they're the ones that could rain on this parade. But they're also the ones that brought us this fantastic market with quantitative easing. Some big components of the economy do seem to have passed their peak, they say. Auto sales reported last week suggested annual demand has seen its best days for now, with a bulge in activity following the 2017 hurricanes now behind us. Remember that? It was like 500,000 cars needed to be purchased because of the hurricanes. Then again, you don't know when the next hurricane comes either. Housing is still in growth mode, but you've got higher mortgage rates. That's already happening. And difficulty supplying new homes in a cost-effective and timely way are somewhat restraining the sector's growth. So that's another thing to be on the lookout for. Once again, I don't believe it's something that's cataclysmic, but it could affect the markets going forward. And why we're so focused on this program on what your long-term strategy is, not short-term timing. Because there's a whole lot of stuff that go wrong. I mean, Donald Trump comes out with his trade war comments, and the market goes into a tizzy, and rightfully so. Now, I don't know where Trump's coming from on this. I've been generally supportive of just about everything the guy's brought forth. The trade thing, you know, I've got real mixed emotions about that one. I don't want to get into a trade war. By the same token, he's eloquently pointed out that we've got massive trade deficits. Leveling the playing field sounds fair to me. But a trade war? Isn't that sort of what brought on the Great Depression back in the 20s and 30s? Tariffs? Well, I'm sure he's got people way smarter than me advising him on this subject. And maybe he is a genius in disguise and floating this as a negotiating tool. I don't know. I don't know. But that certainly could rain on this parade, no question about it. Bill McBride of the Calculated Risk Economics blog, who foresaw the credit crisis downturn, has been resolutely positive on the economy in recent years, but is now on alert for treacherous opposing currents. Opposing currents. With minimal policy changes in 2017 and a stronger global economy, the U.S. economic expansion continued pretty much as expected, he wrote just the other day. Quote, but in 2018, the story is changing, he goes on. We're seeing some economic tailwinds and some headwinds. Well, that doesn't help. You got wind blowing in your face, you got wind blowing on your butt. He goes on, although the tax changes are poorly conceived and mostly benefit high-income earners, he's saying this, not me, there should be some short-term boost to economic growth. You know, I know a lot of high-income earners, and I don't know one of them that are jumping up and down over the tax cuts. Now, when you talk about corporations, all right, I grant you that. Corporations got a major boost out of this, a massive decline in taxes on C-Corps and this 20% pass-through thing on, you know, sole proprietorships and S-corps and partnerships and REITs is pretty fantastic, too. But I don't know one, you know, fairly wealthy person that's saying, yeah, this has been great. Now, maybe I don't know billionaires, which I don't. But if you're making $500,000 a year, $300,000 a year, and you lost your property tax deductions and your state income tax deductions and so forth above $10,000, I don't think you're jumping up and down over the Trump tax bill. So I'm not buying that baloney. He goes on, stocks rarely collapse more than 20% and stay down for a long time outside of a recession. Yet the way the stock market ran so far ahead of the real economy in the year since 2009 complicates the picture a bit. True. So my question then for Liz Ann Saunders and others is, what do you do about this? If all of these warning signs are signaling out there, at the same time you see unemployment low, consumer confidence high, tax bill fairly successful for about 4 million people, and 400 some odd companies given bonuses, what the heck do you do about it? Well, that's where your strategy plays a key role. What's yours? I'll tell you what I think it ought to be when we come back. Stick around. This is the one talk show you must tune into every cotton picking day. It's the Ray Lucia program. Don't go away.
Oh, you're Paul. I'm the new Sprint intern.
Sprint Plus.
Intern. Yeah, clever, right?
I was just...
looking at getting an amazing iPhone 8.
Yeah, because...
they have an all-glass design, advanced cameras, A11 Bionic chip, wireless charging...
and you get the best price for unlimited. Nice meeting you.
I'm gonna... yeah, now you're going to give your second phone to your new friend. It's amazing. I love it.
Get the best price for unlimited. And now get one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Or get the unrivaled iPhone 10 now for just $20 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results in remaining amounts due. Students tax credits apply within two bills. iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month credit. iPhone 10, 64GB, $30 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Compared to unlimited HD plans for five lines, carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules and restrictions apply.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. Well, the bull market is now officially 9 years old. And I'm not sure it's near its end. We've had some recent bumps, no doubt about it. But I still think there may be some room to run. But that's really not what I'm here to do. Making predictions about what the market... Leave it to the other programs to tell you about that stuff. Because you can flip a coin, they'll be right about half the time. Just like you will be right about half the time. And if you are right, your tendency is to get overconfident. I might talk about that. The number one problem with investors is overconfidence. But there are some things that you can and should do, and I've talked about them many times before. Be smart with your money. I mean, if you've participated at all in the last 9 years, you've done very, very well, far better than probably you had ever anticipated. Now, certainly your 10 or 12-year run hasn't been super double-digit. Your 9-year run has. But you got to plug in there that, you know, 30, 40, 50% drop. And that kind of levels the playing field, which is why long-term investing, and we've been preaching it forever, is so critically important. Because someone that was a long-term investor in 2007 who withstood the shock of the 57-point peak-to-trough decline and hung in there, still doing okay. They haven't gotten rich, but they've made all that 57% back and then some and have had a handsome reward, far better than you would have gotten had you put the money in CDs. Way better. So be smart. We've talked about value averaging. And my version of value averaging is simply this. Scrape some of the excess money that you've made by these outsized returns that we've gotten over the past few years beyond what your expectation is off the top and do something else with it. Invest in assets that don't tend to move in lockstep with stocks and bonds. Makes sense to me. Doesn't it make sense to you? I mean, you were expecting to earn, say, 10% on your money, you earned 15. And you did that for several years. So you're 5, 10, 15, 20, 30% overweight compared to what your expectation was. I mean, that makes sense. If your $100,000 was expected to be $150,000 by now and it's $225,000, you got $75,000 more than what you bargained for. I'm not saying, you know, take it all out of the market. I'm saying take it out and put it into a different market, something that doesn't correlate with stocks and or bonds. Remember, bonds are pricey too right now. So value average your portfolio by investing in non-correlating assets. Look for alternatives to stocks. What are alternatives to stocks? Well, real estate, for one, and alternatives to bonds like private debt. annuities and stuff like that that don't go down when interest rates go up. You can also pay down debt. I mean, this is a great time to be paying down debt, because if you have debt, say non-mortgage debt of almost any kind, you're probably paying more than what a bond would pay you today. And remember, there's interest rate risk in bonds. So as interest rates go up, if you're in a bond fund, you're going to lose money. And even though, you know, the studies come out and they say, well, if you hang on and you reinvest the dividends, you'll get back to even in, you know, 5 or 6 years or whatever it is. Most people aren't that patient. Paying down debt makes a tremendous amount of sense. So if you've made $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 more than you bargained for, and you've got some credit card debt, some automobile debt, some personal loans, or some high-interest mortgage debt. Remember, there are some individuals, many, who will not be getting a mortgage interest deduction. Now that you have a $24,000 exemption for married couples under the age of 65, it's $26,600. For those over 65, that means before you get a penny in mortgage interest write-offs and property taxes and all that, you got to exceed the $24,000, $26,000. So if you got a 4% loan and it's not income tax deductible, that's like buying a muni bond for 4% that's guaranteed. Paying down debt makes a lot of sense, especially now. Obviously, we've talked about having enough safe money to spend in the event of a market calamity, and there will be one. We just don't know when. And it may take you 4 or 5 years before you get back to even. And it may take you 10 years before you see daylight, or 15 years. We don't know. So you want to make sure that you have a bucket of safe money from which to derive whatever income you might need. And certainly an emergency fund or a mechanism to get to emergency money. I mean, I've used my 401k loan provisions in the past as emergency funds. I've used my life insurance policies, my fixed life insurance policies, way more than once in times where I needed to tap into capital, very, very inexpensive capital. Now, I haven't needed it to support my income necessarily, but to make certain other investments, yes. To pay for my wife's remodeling, yes. You know how the deal goes. You want also those risky assets you maintain, your stocks and so forth, you want to make sure you're well diversified, because right now you're probably overweight in the FANG stocks or technology, I would think, since those have done so very, very well, the Facebook and the Amazons and the Googles or Alphabet, you know what I'm talking about, Netflix. I mean, they're at nosebleed levels, I suspect, Apple. So how do we go about managing risk, and what are the risks we have to manage? Sequence of returns risk, healthcare risk, interest rate risk, market risk, et cetera, et cetera. Well, how about if we plan on working longer and plan on managing some of the potential financial shocks that may come across our desk or our lives here over the next few years? We just don't know. Well, much has been written on this, and I'm going to tell you all about it when we come back from the break. We also have emails just ahead as well. If you want to email me right now, go to RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Got a couple of long ones in. I'll try to get to a short one first. But if I do, they're dandies, I'll tell you. But if you email me during the course of this program, I will pull your email up first, because that's the kind of guy I am. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat. As I said, emails at RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com, the one talk show in America you must tune into every day. It's the Ray Program. Don't go away.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the one talk show that helps you make better money moves. It's the Ray Lucia program. So what do you do if your retirement savings fall short? And what do you do if you don't know if they're going to fall short? Because last time I checked and looked into my crystal ball, I have no clue whether the day I choose to fully retire is going to be a good day or a bad day. If I pick the wrong day, it could be quite devastating to my income, in particular if I've got to live off of the monies that I've accumulated, as more and more people need to, as defined benefit plans have gone by the wayside and pensions and so forth. So let's talk about that. Working longer, and we've discussed this before, is by far the best step that you can take to improve your long-term financial security. In fact, a recent paper written by a team of researchers led by John Chauvin at Stanford University, a paper titled The Power of Working Longer, tells a very interesting story when it comes to your financial security and how much more secure you will be if you just don't hang up your cleats too early. If you're in your 50s, for example, or older, working longer, even by a few months, has a much greater impact on your ultimate retirement income than saving or achieving a higher net rate of return in your savings. Ah, there you go. We have programs like this every day in America. We have business networks 24 hours a day trying to help you improve your net rate of return. But this study coming out of Stanford is saying, yeah, you can try to achieve a higher rate of return. That's good. But you know what's better? Just work longer. The report offers several examples that illustrate the power of working longer using hypothetical workers of various ages. For example, workers age 66 who earn at the national average wage could increase their ultimate retirement income by 7.75% by working one more year and retiring at age 67. 7.75%, almost 8%. So if you're $50,000 a year, you got $54,000. That goes a long, an extra $4,000 goes a long way in retirement. For these workers, the total value of the additional lifetime retirement income generated by working one more year is equal to getting a bonus of over 40% of this average wage earner's annual salary. That's stunning. It's actually 43.27%, but who's nitpicking here? Workers age 62 who earn average wages could increase their ultimate retirement income by almost one-third by working four more years until age 66, and by almost three-fourths by working eight more years to age 70. What's wrong with working to age 70 anyway? When we made up this, you know, age 65 hypothetical retirement date, it was to coincide with Social Security retirement, full Social Security retirement, which back in the day was 65. It's 66 now and soon to be 67. What's the matter with you making it 70 just for kicks and giggles? I mean, if you go back to the 30s when Social Security was first enacted, what was life expectancy? Do you think life expectancy is like 5 years longer now? I suspect so. So why couldn't we postpone taking retirement for 5 years and have half to three quarters more income to spend? What's wrong with that? And if you're wealthy and healthy, you probably make it to 100. Now, the reasons are pretty obvious. Social Security increases by about 8% for each year beyond your full retirement. So if your full retirement age is 66, like mine, then every year you delay, you're getting 8% more Social Security, which is pretty significant when you think about it, because that's 8% on top of a COLA increase. Obviously, you've got an extra year to grow your savings and to save. And you, the most obvious one is you need the money for one less year because you're still going to die, and you're going to die at the same time you would have died anyway. So if you postponed retiring 1 year, it's one less year you've got to pay for your own retirement. So it's pretty significant. It is pretty significant. Now, the other thing that you absolutely have to do, and most people don't. Well, I don't want to say most because I haven't really looked at the statistics on this. But anecdotally, most people don't, according to my imprecise calculations from my many years of doing this. So even if you've made careful plans to develop a retirement income portfolio, which if you've tuned into this program over the years, hopefully you have, you may not yet be finished with the retirement tasks at hand here. The Boston College Center for Retirement Research, in a brief titled, Will the Financial Fragility of Retirees Increase?, analyzed two common retirement shocks. There are more, but here are the two. A drop in income due to widowhood and a spike in medical expenses, both of which we've talked about, both of which are very, very serious. Now, you're probably asking, what about widowerhood? Well, men die before women. It's just a simple actuarial fact. So this CRR brief cites one study that found that roughly 80% of a typical retiree's budget consists of money spent on basic needs, including housing, health care, food, clothing, and transportation. Yeah, I think that's right. The rest of the budget's pretty much non-essentials, entertainment, gifts, and so forth. You know, cable TV is a necessity nowadays, isn't it? Where else are we going to get our news? Twitter? Oh, some people do. Cell phones? That's not a necessity today? Tell that to my grandkid. He's on it constantly. Drives me crazy. So I guess they're pretty much saying that the typical retiree's household has a margin of about 20% of total income that could be reduced in the event of an unexpected shock. I think it's frankly more than that. Here's what the study says. For married couples, it's almost certain that one spouse will die before the other. Often it's the husband, as I mentioned. Women typically outlive men by a few years, say that's 5 to 6 years, and men tend to marry women a few years younger than themselves. So it's not hard to imagine that a woman might face 5, 10, maybe 15 years in widowhood. So the brief cites studies that estimate a widow needs about 75%, but a new study that I just read the other day says it's more like 62% of the couple's income. Whether it's 62% or 75% is frankly irrelevant. It's some percent. So these are the steps that they say, not the ones that I say, because I've got some other steps myself. But let me just go through these briefly. If you're the primary wage earner, a careful strategy to delay your Social Security benefit can maximize the surviving spouse's benefit. That's a fact. If you're lucky enough to participate in a defined benefit plan, elect the joint and survivor annuity benefit. Resist the temptation to take the lump sum. I would agree with that for the most part, although you could use a pension max strategy I'll have to talk about at a different time. If you're using a retirement savings to generate a retirement paycheck, set the paycheck up to continue intact to your surviving spouse. Kind of logical, isn't it? I would add annuitize a certain percentage of your retirement income so that it continues on and the surviving spouse doesn't have to worry about investing at least that portion of the money to produce that paycheck. Now, the second shock is medical. We've talked about this, a dozen times in the last dozen days. Medicare supplemental insurance or a Medicare Advantage plan will make up that gap, if you will. health savings accounts, certainly something that you should consider if you're under the age of 65. Stashing a bunch of money away in an HSA is probably the best retirement investment you can make, no less covering health care. And developing a strategy to pay for long-term care expenses, which nobody wants to talk about, but it is absolutely critical in the financial plan. Have you done your job in protecting yourself from financial shocks, emergency funds, adequate amount of safe money that you can rely on for income? All of that so critical, especially if you're worried about the fragility of retirees like I am. We'll be back. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8900. 945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Darn Tootin', I can help you right here. I just got an email in from Fred, as a matter of fact. So let's go to Fred first. Then I got Michael. Let's talk about the military benefits changing a little bit. But Fred asks this. Ray, I heard you talking about using life insurance cash value. I have about $38,000 in net cash value and a $26,000 loan on my whole life insurance policy, compounding with interest. Between my premiums and loan repayments, I'm drowning. Plus, my income has dropped by almost 50% over the last 2 years. Should I cash it in and buy term insurance? Well, I don't know how old Fred is, but it certainly seems to me like you should. I've gone through this, Fred. Almost the identical situation on a policy on my wife, as a matter of fact. Back when we had a bunch of kids growing up, and I was concerned that, you know, I was working 18 hours a day. If something were to happen to her, I wanted to make sure there was enough money that I could hire somebody full time to take care of the kids and drive them here and drive them there because, you know, it was early in my career. So I had a universal life insurance policy on her. And then some years later, we borrowed the max out for whatever the emergency was at the time. And, you know, after a few years, my kids were grown and all doing fine. I did exactly that. So I'm not going to tell you not to do it. I could probably, if your income didn't drop, I could probably make a strong case for just paying it back because I don't know what kind of an insurance policy it is, but most of the cash value policies that are old have benefits you can't duplicate today. So the best I can tell you, Fred, is you need to talk to a pro that really understands this stuff. And that's not a financial planner that specializes in stocks and bonds and asset allocation. It's someone that's got a really good background in insurance and evaluating insurance. And by the way, in the policy that I dropped, I did not drop it until I placed a new amount of insurance on my wife, temporary insurance, which we still have to this day. Okay, Michael asks this question. Hi, Ray, love the show. I'm in the military and wondering if I should opt for the blended retirement system. Haven't talked much about this, but, you know, members of the Army, the Marines, Navy, Air Force, you know, Coast Guard even, with fewer than 12 years of service, have to choose whether to stay on an all or nothing path toward a traditional pension after 20 years of service or to opt for this new 401k-ish type system. Yeah, but if you join the military today, there's, I guess, an advantage and a disadvantage. For individuals that are lifers, you're going to stay in the military for more than 20 years, it's really hard not to love the military pension. But I think the statistic that I saw on that is something like 83% of military men and women don't stay in the service for 20 years. So therefore, they walk with nothing. So they created a new system that combines a 401k style plan with a continuous bonus after 12 years of service and a traditional pension, albeit a little bit less generous than before after 20 years. So the upshot is those who don't reach the 20-year milestone that's required to get a pension, as I said, it's like 80%, will no longer leave the service with nothing saved for retirement. I mean, that's tragic when you think about it. If you enter the service at age 25 and you left at age 40, you got no pension? Nothing? Now, if you participated in the TSP, the Thrift Savings Plan, which is the military's version of a 401k, but there's no company match, you'd obviously be able to walk with your own money. But here we're talking about taxpayer money funding your plan. So anybody who leaves the service short of 20 years will be ahead of the game, and I would probably recommend this. Now, actuarially speaking, it's probably not as good a deal, in particular for those that are going to stay in. But who joins the military right now? I guess there are a few that say, yep, I'm staying in for 20 years regardless. You don't know that. You might get sick of it after a few years. I don't know. So I think, Michael, that I would definitely go for the combo plate here. It only makes sense. Military, I'm reading up on this. Military retirement is now going to be modernized so that starting immediately after you join the military is going to contribute an automatic 1% of your salary and will match up to another 4% for a total of 5% of your salary, and then you vest after 2 years and take that with you. That's what I was kind of looking for, what the vesting schedule is. Now, for those of you that are in the private sector, you'll recognize this 100% after two vesting arrangement. So you're going to have to stay in the game for a couple of years, but you're getting basically 4% free money. So let me read that again. The military is going to contribute an automatic 1, so it's actually 5% free money if you contribute 4. That's pretty good. So that's 9%. So you put up 4, you get 5 in return. That's pretty much better than any private sector 401k plan I've seen. But the give up there is for those that stay in 20 years, you're going to have a defined benefit plan that's probably 20 some odd percent lower. Now, the sneaky little secret in all of this is it's actually going to save the government a couple of billion dollars a year in retirement costs. Sure, it makes sense, because for those that are staying in for the long run that opt to do this, the government's got a fund for their defined benefit plan. And with life expectancies going on, that's one of the reasons why we've been talking about this, why annuities are so key and annuitization is key and defined benefit plans are so key. Because life expectancy is going up by, I don't know, 1 year for every 3 or 4 years you're alive. So I think Michael ought to do this. But you want to talk to your financial advisor if you're going into the military or you're already there. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shoot me an email at raylucia.com. Now go out and make it a very, very fantastic day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio. Thank you.